Good morning and welcome to Trending. This is your host, Ben Rogers. We missed you last week and hope everybody had a good 4th of July weekend. Everybody stayed safe. Hope you're doing well this week. I'm delighted to visit with a couple people today, doing something a little bit different the next couple weeks because we want to catch up on with counties and cities on how their budgets are going. A lot of cities, I think, pass their budget by June 30th, but counties are a little bit different. Some will pass in May, some will pass in June, some will pass in July, then they get to August and they get close to that state deadline, that drop-dead deadline of August 31st. And so I'm trying to visit with the Upper Cumberland counties the next couple, 2 or 3 weeks, and this morning I'll have 2 county mayors on. The first one I'm going to speak with is actually Fentress County Executive. His title is Executive, not Mayor, and it's just a title, no change in authority. But Jimmy Johnson is that Fentress County Executive. Jimmy's also a good friend of mine, known Jimmy a long time, and he was just delighted to join me, and I'm thankful to him join me because I know Fentress County actually, I believe, Jimmy, first, how you doing? Then we'll get in the budget. How you doing this morning?
We're doing well this morning. We've got our head above the water, and so we're just tickled to be here and proud to have a chance to let people know what we're doing up here in Fentress County.
Well, as always, you know, I like Fentress County. I fuss at you a little bit. Sometimes y'all do meetings differently, but as long as you ain't breaking the law in your commission meetings, I don't care. You know, we aggravate each other about you recessing a lot, but that's perfectly okay, and y'all do a lot better now. I know y'all have full meetings several times a year, and y'all recess just because you want to make sure you're addressing something and you get all the information. There's nothing wrong with that. But I do give you a hard time every now and then, but that's okay. Is all the operations going back to normal through COVID?
We are at this time. We seem like things are, since it's opened back up, our meetings, of course, for a month or so, they were closed because of the 10-person capacity, and then the governor let it go to 50 capacity. And so we've had our last 3 meetings, our last 2 court meetings have been open. Of course, still using the phone line service, of course, for people that don't feel comfortable about coming to that. We have our courtroom. We do still have it taped off to where we're seating people in our courtroom at 6-foot distances to it. So, but we are we've not stopped. We've had all of our meetings as scheduled, and of course to start with, like I said, we did have them by telephone only, except for 2 or 3 in the room at the time. So, but it went well. We did all of our budget proceedings by phone, except for the last 2, and we still had a couple on phone at that time. But it just went well. It sure has.
Well, and one good thing, there's several good things about having a smaller commission. Y'all have, as you said, 10 members. You're able to space out in the space that you have at the courthouse. With a bigger county like Putnam, Warren, Smith, you have 24 commissioners. It's hard to space everybody out six to eight feet apart and do the social distance correctly when you have that many people. And that's one reason Putnam continues to meet electronically, because we have a commission chambers that's a good size, but our seats are not 6 feet apart. So if we meet in July in person, which we haven't decided yet, that should come out next week. But if we meet in July in person, we'll have to put the commissioners, some of them, in either at tables out in front of where the commissioners normally sit, or out in the audience where, you know, and then you have a hard time letting the public in sitting. And so it's still creating some problems, but I'm thankful the governor has given us a way to meet so county government don't stop. So electronically is not the best option, but it's an option that we're choosing now, and we're able to still get things done. So last month, we're in July now, but last month, y'all, the county commission, of course, you're chair of the county commission still, correct?
Yes, sir.
So you're chair of the county commission. Last month, the county commission met, and did they pass a budget for fiscal year 2021?
We got our budget passed by the 30th. We got it passed. We got it mailed in. And so that's the first time in several years, if ever before, that's been done by the 30th of June. So we were real proud and tickled of our commission that they worked together. Very proud of our finance department. You know, Tyler Arms is our finance director, and then his whole group up there has done an excellent job this year. And we were very tickled and very pleased to get it in. I think we had a total of maybe five budget meetings. So, like I said, they started turning them in. The first one we got was around the 1st of March. So we got it all done and got it squared away, and hopefully it'll get passed and nothing rejected, and we'll be able to go on.
So were the budget committee meetings, you said you started meeting in March, which is really a good time to start meeting. I mean, some people wait till May, you know, but March is a good time. Was the budget committee process fairly smooth this time? I know you had to do some electronic meetings on that as well, didn't you?
We did. It was very smooth. I mean, it went through hard without a glitch. Of course, you had some offices that would like to have some more, and some that come in just right at where they were last year, and maybe a little bit less. And but it come down to the last night, but we got it all taken care of, and we were able to not raise taxes. Our tax base again this year is at 191, and we actually gave a 6% raise to the emergency personnel and a 4% raise to clerical personnel and non-emergency personnel. So we, like I said, they really work good. Our finance office and our commissions, you know, push us all the time to stay within our budget. And other than an emergency service, which, of course, us without a hospital or ambulance service is our hospital. And so that there was the only maybe hiccup that we had. But we're going to be able to get over it. We actually came out in the black this year, so we're really tickled to be where we're at.
Now, and I was going to ask you about that because, you know, back in March when COVID-19 really flexed its muscles and counties were changing things and cities were too, the projection was revenue was going to be down, especially in rural counties. And I said, actually, I think if people listen back in March and April, I actually predicted it would probably be either the same or a little bit up for some rural counties because you're keeping your people inside the county. Instead of driving out to a bigger city to shop, they're going to stay local because they want to be around less people. And so was your sales tax good for March and April?
Our sales tax were excellent. Of course, it was like everyone was listening to the gloom and doom, and of the 95 counties, you only had, I think it was six in April or in May that were in the negative.
Yep.
And some of them were the tourists, you know, all your tourists were like Sevier County and then Moore County and a couple of those, but ours were actually up. I'm thinking in April, ours was up like 11%, and in May, they were up like 18%. So from the month before and going back as far as last year. So like you said, everyone stayed at home, spent their monies in their counties, and didn't travel a whole lot unless they were going out to work.
Yeah, and let me ask you, too, because I got a few minutes left in this segment. I got one more full segment with you, so I want to make sure I want to get your thoughts because I respect your thoughts. You're a smart man. You were commissioner before you became county executive, so you've been doing county government a while. We don't know what's going to happen, all right? You and I talk about it, you know, outside of this and outside of work. We talk about what's going on. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know if the economy is going to stay where it's at, get better, get worse. Do you think maybe some of the residents in Fentress County actually would rather stay home and shop now? Do you think that'll become a trend? Do you think once things start getting back to normal, they'll do what they used to do and maybe go somewhere else? I mean, have you heard any discussions like that? Because it's interesting here and other counties I visit, I've talked to some people and they're saying, well, our people's actually their way of life has changed and they're okay with staying home and shopping. They realize that they can get what they want here instead of going somewhere else. Well, have you heard any feedback from your citizens?
We have, and it shows in the figures also. You know, people are staying here. I think there'll be less people travel out of town since they found that they can get their necessities here that they need here. People realize that you can something might be a nickel cheaper 40 miles down the road or something other, but you're going to spend that much more in cash by going 40 miles down the road. Of course, if you want to take your family out to eat, you know, this is probably not the best place to find a big restaurant, of course, because we're not the bigger city type restaurant place here. But as far as people staying local and shopping, I mean, you can drive through town today and your hardware stores, they have a lot of traffic through them now more than normal. than what we've seen before. Your restaurants, our 3 or 4 or 5 restaurants here, they have a good capacity now, and it just seems like and the traffic in town, you can tell that the traffic in town is picking up because we're here right in the center of town, so we can notice that. But it's just a lot. I believe people have seen that, you know, we can actually do save time by shopping home, and people are actually really doing that. You know, I really believe that they are.
And that's good. It only helps your county. And you said y'all finished in the black for fiscal year 20. So have you finished in the black? Did you finish in the black prior year?
We did.
Yeah, so
we sure
your
did,
first
yeah.
2 years sure. as county executive, I mean, that's a lot to say for, Jimmy, so keep up the good work. We're going to wrap up this segment. I got one more with you. Talk a little bit more about the budget. I know you mentioned some raises for employees, which is always a good thing if you can do and can afford it. It sounds like y'all can. And talk about some other highlights, and we want to touch base on the state grant money that the governor is sending out to counties and maybe what plans Fentress County has. You're listening to Trending. This is Ben Rogers, your host. My guest is Fentress County Executive Jimmy Johnson. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Trending. This is Ben Rogers, your host. I am visiting with Jimmy Johnson, Fentress County Executive. He is updating us on some of the highlights from the fiscal year budget. And one good thing, as you said, is no property tax increase for the citizens, and your rate stays at $1.91. That's a total rate for the county. You finished fiscal year 20 in the black, which means you got more revenue in than you spent. And budgeting, you know, and you and I talked about this too, and I tell all my counties, budgeting is a educated guess. Now, you do know some things you don't. And especially with the way expenses go, there are a couple things in county governments that can really blow up your budget, and a lot of that comes out of the jail with medical, maybe food cost. You have an inmate that has a serious medical condition and has to go to the hospital. That can really throw your budget out. And actually, in Fentress County, that did a few years ago. I remember had a couple instances, but luckily y'all been pretty good, finished in the black. This fiscal year 2021 budget y'all passed in June, which you said is the first time that you remember, and the comptroller's office is really happy about that, because a couple weeks ago I had on Betsy Knotts, the director of local government finance at the comptroller's office, and she was encouraging counties, pass your budget by June 30th, and she knows all of them are not, but Fentress County, good job to y'all getting it done. So no tax rate increase. You did mention the 6% raise for emergency personnel and a 4% raise for non-emergency. Was that something the commission and you wanted to make a priority this year?
That's exactly right. And of course, you got to look at too. You know, we can't give a lot of times what a lot of other counties do close to us because of the value of the pennies. And when you leave here, and if you go south, if you go west, you know, the penny's worth a lot more. But we were able to again last year we gave. 2% and ended up being 3% last year. And then this year, of course, emergency personnel got 6% and clerical and non-emergency got 4%. So that goes back to, you know, a lot of your offices people, you know, they're staying within their budget. You've got a good finance department that keeps you aware of what, you know, you're getting close to your budget. You know, you back off a little bit and this and that, then our tax revenue stays up, you know, good. And, it's just, and I thought because of all of this happened, of course, the instances that we've had, you know, happened in the finance and such that you're aware of,
sure.
And then make the comeback out of that, you know. So we, just really proud. I just can't say enough about our employees countywide, all departments, your sheriff, your ambulance, you know, finance, solid waste, you know. It's all a team effort up here, and we don't take no credit because, you know me, I'm not an I or a me person. It's mm-hmm. got to be we, us, them, and they, and that's how it has to be, and that's how it has to work for it to go through.
And you're right, and I don't want to bring up anything bad either, but y'all realize you actually have more money now that you don't have personnel taking money from the county and using it for personal reasons. So, and I thought that may happen, but I thought it would take you a little bit longer to recover from.
Mm-hmm.
So applause to y'all because y'all bounced back quicker than I expected. So in next year's budget, 2021 budget, y'all have the opportunity, and every county in the state has the opportunity to budget state grant money that doesn't normally come to counties. And the governor decided to do some state grant money for counties to help them. And originally he was going to do it anyway, but he was going to tie it to capital projects, so infrastructure and maybe buildings or maybe some equipment or something that the county could use. But then COVID-19 hit, and some counties were struggling and didn't know what their fund balance was going to be. So he basically said no strings attached. Legislature decided no strings attached. You know, we're going to send this money to counties, and they can use it for operations. They can put in their fund balance for maybe another a capital project expenditure they can use later on. How much money is Fentress County getting from the state, from the governor's grant?
We ended up getting $1.225,293 is what we ended up getting. It started out at $261,000. Then, it, of course, as everyone's aware, all the counties doubled. And then at that time, we were a distressed county. And so the distressed counties got an extra $500,000. And that's one thing. You know, we're going to be doing all of our ADA through this because that's going to have that, that's a if there is a project that has to be done.
Right.
It's mandated that it has to be done. So we're going to do all of that with the money. Our heating and air here in the courthouse has been here since 1968. Old Beulah down here, every time you light her, sometimes the whole floor catches on fire. So we're going to redo all of that.
Sure.
Matter of fact, HVAC guy's here today. And then we're going to do a restoration of a courthouse and some places on the inside that's desperately been needed for several years. We're going to get that done. And then we're going to have a we're going to use part of it for the ambulance service for a remount. We're going to use a part of it to designate so much for the highway department that hopefully that they can use it because we're still going with the format that was laid out, which I thought was a pretty good format that the state laid out. So we're hoping that they will take the money that we lay back for them to help get a grant to make, you know, turn a few thousand dollars into some more extra money through a grant. And then we're going to help the sheriff's department. We've got just several things we're going to do with it. And it's just a blessing, I think, especially at our county. I'm sure all the counties think the same thing. So this is money that was going to have to be spent out of all the counties' fund balance and such. And we're not and counties are not going to have to touch that. So it's really one of the best things I've seen state government do for local counties in years and years and years because they did have a they had a rainy day fund there and they put it to use in the all 95 counties of Tennessee and in our part we're very much appreciative, which I think all the upper Cumberland counties are.
Yeah, and so y'all pretty much have laid out what you're going to use that money for. Do you think any of it will stay in fund balance just for maybe next year, or are you going to try to spend all of it?
We'll spend quite a bit of it on things that are necessity at this time. But what's left over will go into the fund balance, yes, because now we can do that. And they still, on the new application that we got, what is not spent returns to the state. So I'm sure we will put what is left into our fund balance because we are actually, you know, we've got several projects going on right now. Not only this, but we had to relocate our fire hall in the Clark Range area. So they're at the process of doing getting that started and getting that done out there now, and they're about halfway through having that done. And there's just several things that we're going to be able to do that we wouldn't have been able to do, like a lot of counties.
And that's good. I mean, anytime you get money that you didn't expect to receive and you have needs that you wanted to find a way to pay for and you don't have to finance those needs, where you don't have to finance the projects for the roads or equipment or vehicles for the sheriff, that's always good because you're saving that interest cost. You're paying the cash for it. It's yours. You don't have to worry about paying for it later. So I think it's been a good thing what the state's done. Is that, you know, they had the money to do it. They're trying to help counties out, cities out. So you're putting good use. You mentioned some projects. What about 127? Are they still trying to work on expanding 127 to four lane?
We had a TDOT personnel with us in here yesterday because we're going in next April. We're going to have. They're going to be putting on, help put on, one of our local businesses is a half marathon run here on 127 on the bypass.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a pretty big deal coming up in April. But we were talking with him, and he's telling us that the project over in Crossville should bid out hopefully in October and start after the first year in 21, and that our bridge project, the bridge they're going to replace, that project should be bid out hopefully in November or December this year and start in 21 in the spring or summer of 21. So it's been 25 or 30 years since this year has been going on, but now we're down to about 6 months that actually something is really going to happen. So if everything stays like it is, it won't be set back anymore because it's been pushed back so many times and in the last, you know, two or three years it's had to take a back seat because of right-of-way acquisition and such. But now I believe we're actually going to, and TDOT believes that it's actually going to happen this time. So
that's
if
good.
It does, you know, it's going to be great because we're living on a lot of tourism stuff here with the Big South Fort Park and
sure.
and Pickett Park and Sergeant York Park. So that's where we're at a lot.
Well, we got about a minute and a half left, and so next month is the yard sale, right? 127 yard sale. Is that still
yes,
going to happen?
It's still going to happen, but the county properties, the South Interest Park, there'll be no attendees in there. And the north of us, and the Palmount area, we have a piece of property around the Fire Hall. Its election is going to have to be held down there. So, but our property will be closed. There'll be no setups on our property because of the COVID. It's just I don't think it's a good thing. Of course, we cannot control what you do with your private property, but
sure.
we will say that we hope that people will stay under the 50 people congregating, if at all possible, and keep your social distancing. But as far as our county properties, it will be closed at that time for the whole week, and it's just a safety measure that we're going to do because we're up here and we're under 2%. We want to stay there.
I don't blame you. Jimmy, I appreciate your time. I'll talk to you soon off the air, but thank you for everything you're doing up there. Thank you for leading your county and all those officials there and all the employees. And that was something I was going to say. Those raises are just one thing to do for employees to help them, remind them that they are valued and to continue to provide good services to citizens. And that's one of the ways to do that is try to give them a raise mm-hmm. when you can. So I applaud you on that. If you need anything from me, let me know. Good talking to you, friend. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
I would like to say one thing. We did lose one of our commissioners this year, Mr. Wade Matthews.
Yes.
And just hope everyone stays in prayer for his family at this time. Because
Absolutely.
He did a lot of work for the Fourth Interest County for the last 6 years. But appreciate it very much, and call anytime.
Yeah, God bless Wade's family. He's a big old teddy bear. I always enjoy talking to Wade.
Yep.
And y'all
yep.
going to miss him. So thank you, Jimmy.
Yep.
We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, see you. Welcome back to Truning. In my third segment for this show, I am delighted to meet with Smith County Mayor Jeff Mason. He's joined me after the Jimmy Johnson just left us from Fentress County. And, Jeff, I know you and Jimmy talk quite a bit. You got any funny thing you can tell me on Jimmy, or are you going to be nice today?
You know, wow, it's going to be hard to follow the great Jimmy Johnson, or Pa, as I like to call him.
Pa, I like that. he's funny. Y'all are all good.
Hey, Jimmy's a trendsetter. I don't know if you've seen his overall shorts, but I mean, I think that's going to really take off.
I actually tried to forget it.
You see a man in overall cut off Liberty overall shorts and a pair of Red Wings. That's quite a sight to see.
Yeah, that's not really a fashion statement. It's a fashion faux pas, maybe. Anyway, other than his fashion, he is really good guy and good executive, and he updated us.
Oh.
They passed their budget in June, which he said was the first time they'd done that. We're going to get into your budget talk.
Wow.
Okay. But I want to talk to you first about the operations. You know, COVID-19. We're still dealing with COVID-19. It's still here.
Yes.
But has Smith County is the operations going? Are they back to normal, or how is everything going now?
Well, Ben, it's hard to say what normal is anymore, but we are back as close to normal as I guess we can be in a pandemic. We opened our buildings back up in early May, middle May, somewhere in there, and, you know, it's still back going strong here. I mean, people are coming in, getting their tags renewed, and also it's doing business here every day. You know, we shut down for probably 6 weeks to public access, and then we're open back up, and of course, all our manufacturing, all those guys are back up and running, and talked to some of those in the last couple of weeks. And a lot of those guys are actually, you know, working overtime Saturday, 6-7 days a week. So that's a good thing. All our local businesses, the small businesses, they seem to be back and open and running well. Don't know that we've lost any just yet, you know, so that's a good thing. I know I got a list yesterday. Several of our businesses took advantage of the PPP program that the federal government pushed out. So, you know, we were glad to see that. You know, those guys on those things. We've seen a little uptick in our cases in the last couple of weeks, and you know, that can be attributed to several different things, I'm sure. But you know, I talked to Michael Rayling if not daily, weekly, our health department director, and their testing lines in the last couple of weeks have just been much, much higher, much busier than in the past. So,
right. You
know, with more testing comes more positives. And mm-hmm. But, you know, I think the school board is going to make an announcement tomorrow on what their plan is as far as going back to school in August or what they're going to do. I'm not sure on what that's going to be yet. My wife is an educator, and they had a faculty meeting this morning, so I'm sure they'll get some more info on that. So, but, you know, we had our fair last week, and we were probably at about 25% of our attendance. We made the fair board made the decision about 3 or 4 weeks ago to have the fair, and went with it and gave people a chance to get out, and want to commend our fair board for doing an excellent job on their the social distancing they did. There were hand wash stations everywhere. We brought in portable sinks, the social distancing line marks, the picnic tables were spread out. They did a tremendous job. And then also brag on the James game, our carnival provider.
Sure.
They did an awesome job on, you know, they limited capacity on rides to every other seat. Their crew was wiping down seats every time. My little boy went one night, and they actually asked my wife if she would be the one to buckle him in where they didn't, you know, there was not a lot, no, kept the touching down. So
right.
They did a great job. So, you know, everything was great, you know, attendance, and I get that. You know, people chose not to come out, and that's what's great about this country is you get to choose.
Yeah, and that's right. It's a choice. As of right now, I don't think there's any county mayors in the Upper Cumberland that have put a mandate on masks. Is that correct, far as you know?
That is correct. We had a call on Monday. We all got together and kind of talked on a conference call, and the thoughts were that none of us were going to do that because, you know, being most of us, you know, Coopville Crossville is a little bigger, probably more metropolitan, closer than anything. But, you know, in the rural counties, you know, we encourage people to do that and follow those guidelines. But as far as enforcing that in a small rural county, I'm not sure how you would pull that off.
Yeah, I don't. That's a great question. I don't know. And it's, of course, it's been discussed statewide, and, you know, some counties have mandated it.
Sure.
And of course, I think it's good that y'all are communicating. And I think I mentioned previously with Jimmy is, you know, I enjoy watching the county mayors and Upper Cumberland interact, communicate, and work together. I'm not sure it's ever been this good in my 13 counties where the county mayors all discuss and talk with each other and communicate, you know, what's going on, what are you doing, what are your thoughts, you know, is there a better way to do this? I think it's great. So if y'all continue to discuss and talk, I mean, I think y'all are in the right direction.
Listen, with the first-term mayor like myself and with everything that's went on in the past couple of years, having those guys to be able to lean on, that, you know, some of the guys that's been there a long time and to get their wisdom and their advice and, you know, what they've seen before. I'm a blessed man to be able to call a lot of these, you know, to call these upcoming mayors, my friends, because
sure.
They have been a godsend through a lot of this and, you know, and develop some pretty serious deep bonds with those guys. And that's a great thing when your peers and, you can share those things, you know. So
yeah, and
it's always, you know,
and that's always
you go
good.
To a conference and you see us all together, and you know that's we're a pretty tight bunch.
Yeah, you are. And of course, y'all, yeah, you wear a man out when you come up to.
Don't know if that's good or bad.
Well, I mean, y'all give me a hard time, but I like it. If you wouldn't give me a hard time, I didn't think you'd like me.
you tend to be the receiving end of a lot of our cooking.
I do, and that's okay, because I love it. I love being around y'all. And hopefully, one day, sooner than later, we'll get that opportunity again where we can gather in a area
yes.
where we can talk and discuss like we have always done, conferences and classrooms and
yeah.
stuff like that. So hopefully that'll come soon.
I'm registered for the County Mayor's Conference in August, and for last of August, first September. Hopefully that gets to happen. And, you know, TCSA sent out a survey yesterday, and hopefully that'll happen too. Because, you know, you being together and learning, you know, with your peers and those, you always learn something in those conferences as well that helps you in your day-to-day job.
Sure. And TCSA is the Tennessee County Service Association, and they're the group that will help county mayors, commissioners, highway officials, and lobby for your cause with the state and with the legislators to help counties. And they're the one of those groups that try to prevent those unfunded mandates coming down on the county. So we're actually going to talk about something good the state's done for y'all here in just a little bit. We talked about it with Jimmy as well. But I got about 3 minutes left in this segment. We got one more full one with you as well. But I want to start talking about your budget. I know, of course, let's just recap, and I don't like to bring up bad stuff, but when you come in your first year as county mayor, it wasn't ideal. You know, we all know that. You give me a phone call and say, Ben, I think we've got some budget issues. We go down there, and boy, did you have issues. And it wasn't on you. It's just something that you inherited, really. Y'all decided to – and you decided to raise taxes last year, what, 58 cents, I believe?
59.
So this year, have y'all already passed a budget this year?
No, we meet Monday night for regular session to pass our budget at that point in time. We kind of, I guess, part of our corrective action plan with the state and audit was in the comptroller's office was that we were meeting bi-monthly, and that we went to a monthly meeting because we had to report on our financial documents at that time. And so when we did that, we forgot to add that extra meeting at the end of June that we usually do to pass budget. So we had a special call budget, our best special call meeting at the end of June, and then we're going to pass our budget in July. We like to pass our budget on time, but this year it's going to be a little late, and that's okay. We're going to get it done. No growth budget this year outside of the state increases that you see.
Right.
We did have a little increase. Our health insurance premiums went up a little bit, and we were blessed enough that we took that money, and the county's going to cover that increase, and it's not going to be a burden put back on our employees that take our insurance. And then, of course, you got your state mandated salary increases across the board. But, we were also able, under some of my budgets, we were able to cut a little bit because we had 2 years' worth of documents and seeing what we're spending, and so we were able to cut a little bit.
That's good. I don't think you said. Are you trying to give raises this year, or is it something that you're not able to?
No. We kind of made a promise to the people last year that we wouldn't do that. We had our foundation back on solid ground. As far as that, now there were some elected officials that in the end of the year last year got through some one time bonuses to their employees with money they had saved out of their budget.
Sure.
I was really for that, but I didn't have a vote. The county commission approved it. So
there you go. Well, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about
not that our people didn't need it. It's
right.
Just we made a promise that we weren't going to do that.
I understand. But when we come back, talk a little bit more about what you foresee in the budget, and we'll talk about the governor's grant money and what your plans are with it. And anything else we need to bring up. Well, you're listening to Trending. This is Ben Rogers. I'm visiting with Smith County Mayor Jeff Mason. I'll return shortly. Welcome back to the last segment of this week's episode of Trending. This is Ben Rogers. I'm visiting with Jeff Mason, the Smith County Mayor. The first couple of segments I visited with Ventures County Executive Jimmy Johnson. And as I said earlier, we're going to get into the next few weeks talking to some county and cities about their budgets, because it is budget time in the state of Tennessee, and the counties are trying to get everything wrapped up. Jeff, you said Monday night the commission's planning on meeting in regular session to pass the budget. No increases.
Correct.
Other than the mandated raises. Insurance went up a little bit, but the county is able to pay for that insurance for the employees. So, and I have this issue in another county where they don't know if they can do that for their employees, and they're not giving a raise. So it's kind of like the employees are going to pay more out of pocket and be paid less. And that's always a bad situation. You never want employees' pay to go down because of benefits.
Right.
But it is what it is sometimes. But the county is going to pick that cost up, so they will not be losing money out of their paycheck. Any other highlights in the budget? I mean, you said there's no increases other than the governor's grant money. Anything? I mean, has the budget committee meetings been pretty smooth and pretty transparent? Communication's been good and information's been good. I know y'all doing a really good job with that now.
Well, with the COVID and the not meeting and the stuff, it was kind of I made a proposal early on that we go with no growth budget, which cut down our budget hearings quite a bit, so that helped a lot. We didn't have to meet as much and expose those kind of things. But no tax increase this year intended, which is a great thing. Our fund balance last year when we ended the year was somewhere around $384,000. That was including all the budgets that were that have money that keeps rolling. It's just money in there. But we're ended this year somewhere. We're probably going to be $1.8 million.
That's great.
A little more. Yes. We're actually, man, this year we're going to do something that I'm told has not been done in probably 20 years, and that is Smith County will not be borrowing a tax anticipation note to start the year.
Wow.
We have enough cash. We have enough cash in the bank to get us to October when sales or property tax collection starts.
Congratulations, so, that's good.
Yes, that's a big step for us. And if the economy stays like it is, and the local economy seems to be pretty good, and it's come back pretty good, we didn't take any big losses on our sales tax, and we actually had an increase in sales tax because. You know, we hired Miss Donna Barrett with the Barrett Group, and she found some money that had been going in the wrong spots to some cities, and we picked up a significant increase in some sales tax collection. So that's going to help us this year and going forward. So, you know, that things we put a new purchasing policy in this year, and that kind of helped things with us on the spending side. So, you know, when we passed that budget last year, and again, that was not a pretty time, didn't want to have to do what we had to do, but had to be done. Our goal was a 3-year plan to get to $3 million in cash to start the year. And at that point in time, you know, we could get back to normal proceedings but what we did, you know, we're over halfway there. And like I say, with a good year this year and the economy doesn't go down and collections stay pretty much the same, we hope to be done with this in 2 years, and then next year, hopefully the 21-22 budget, there will be an opportunity to give some of that money back to taxpayers because we have got ours fixed.
That's good. I mean, that's always a goal, you know, to limit the cost for the taxpayer and continue to provide the services. And I would say, of course, I've got to work with y'all a lot since last year, and y'all really have done a good job turning around. Well, I appreciate that. But, y'all, it starts with y'all, and the leadership's been great. The commission has done a good job communicating to the citizens and to the department heads, and I think it's been a better process. I think you're on your way. If you're ending the year with 1.8, or have ended the year with 1.8, and you're not doing a tax anticipation note, I mean, Smith County would rely on that tax anticipation note. That was just normal process for them for the last few years.
That was way, yeah, and that's not a smart way to do the business, and you know, and so that's something that we're trying to get out of, and never have to go back to those days again. We put in policies and procedures to change how we, you know, with that purchasing policy, how we change money. And, you know, and things going forward, there's other things that we want to look at and kind of try to streamline. And, you know, I came into this office in 2018 with some goals, and that kind of changed last year. So my goal is to make sure that we are the most leanest, efficient government that we possibly can, and we manage the taxpayers' money the best way possible, you know, because it's we all pay into that, and we don't want to see our money being wasted or frittered away. So I take it very seriously that this is not my money.
Sure, yeah, and that's the way to do it. Let's talk about something that's good out of all this madness we're living in right now. The governor's grant money, and it's not like he just brought it up because of COVID. This money was coming to counties because of capital projects. He saw a need for especially rural counties to benefit with some infrastructure or whatever the capital needs were, and so he decided to designate some money early in session. Well, the session goes on, COVID hits, everything starts shutting down, session recesses until just started meeting in June. But the governor's grant money went from having strings attached to capital projects to now no strings attached, because I think enough rural county mayors said, let us have this money to spend on operations if we need it. What's Smith County's plans? How much money are you getting, and what are the plans with that money for Smith County?
Well, the good thing about that was, is we started out, I think it was somewhere in the $600,000 range is what we were going to get in one-time monies. And like I said, it had some strings attached to it. But at that point in time, we still had the same plan as what we were going to do. And once the legislature reconvened and changed that, and we're actually $820,000 is our portion of that. We've already bought put a purchase order in for a new tanker for our central district fire department. That tanker was about 20 something years old, and there was some rust coming out in the hoses when they were pumping out of it. So we're excited to be able to get to do that and buy that for those guys because that's a critical need and no debt attached with that. And then that's going to leave us probably another $500,000 that we're going to use for either, well, for, we're going to try to look at some equipment for our highway department. Those guys have been struggling on some older equipment, so we're going to try to look to see if we can help those guys, and there'll be some money left over that we're going to look at our ADA and some building upgrades for that kind of thing.
So
we're going to use that money the best way possible, and it's be money that we don't have to spend out of the general fund.
Yeah, and that's always a good thing because, I mean, and one of the things I asked Jimmy, too, is was any of that money they're getting stay in the fund balance? He said, well, anything we don't spend will definitely go to fund balance. And he named off several things they're doing. Is there any new projects other that maybe any new retail or commercial businesses think about coming to Smith County that you can speak of, or is there some on the hush-hush?
Well, the good thing about it is we did gain a new business. During the tornado caused some damage to a building in Lebanon for American Foundation Society, AFS, and they came in right before the world shut down and right after the tornado, and they bought a building in an industrial park, and those guys have moved in, and they're busy taking care of their customers. They, you know, we've not done the official ground or ribbon cutting and all that because those guys have been super busy with their projects, and of course with the pandemic it's been that, but we've had several really good industrial visits in the last two or three weeks, some really promising. I can't really share details, sure. But there's some really good things maybe coming for Smith County on that end. We got a big parcel of commercial land that's going to sell Saturday here in the county, so I'm excited to see what it does, and hopefully there we've some local investors in Gorensville area have bought some property, built some new medical buildings, so some good things. And then young man in town here, Mr. John Lefwich, has bought the old Walton Hotel and a couple of businesses here in downtown Carthage, and he's got some big plans for that, and there, you know, some parking changes and some new businesses coming there, so we're excited. Things are getting are good, and you know, and that's one of my goals. Also, as a government, is to be is scary words when you say you're the government here and you're here to help, because that's kind of gets scary sometimes. But to be for our government to encourage that kind of growth and be there to support it.
Yeah, and you know, one thing about having a finance director or a budget director as you have, it frees you up to spend more time with those potential businesses and working with citizens that are trying to do developments. It frees you up to actually be a county mayor.
Oh, it does.
And do that work.
It does.
So that's a good thing.
And that's one thing I need to brag on our budget and finance director, Ms. Daisy Denton, and her staff are rock stars. They've been, I mean, I can't take the credit for what they've done as far as budget, because they've worked hard and done the job that needs to be done. I appreciate what they've done.
They do a great job. Jeff, we're running out of time. I appreciate you so much. Just good job, Smith County, and y'all are moving forward, and that was the plan last year when everything started. And I call you a friend, appreciate everything, and, of course, we talk quite a bit, and if you need me, holler at me. But I appreciate you joining me this morning, updating everybody on what's going on.
Well, thanks, Ben. It's always great to get a chance to talk to you. Hopefully soon you'll be here and we can grab lunch again one of these days. And
I hope so.
This thing will, you know, I say this every day and try to reinforce this every day in some of my updates, is let's not live in fear and let's not panic. Let's just be smart and do our recommendations, and we'll get through this and be better for it.
That's right. That's right. Hope everybody has a good weekend. We'll see you next week. This has been Trending. I'm Ben Rogers, and I just finished visiting with Smith County Mayor Jeff Mason. Mayor, thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon, Ben.
All right. See you.